Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here. I hope you're all well. It's lovely to be able to bring you this September 2021 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. In this month's edition, we hear about the fabulous Miss K, astronomer Mark Thompson's record bid, the Madder Market is 100 years old, there's new light shed through old windows, to downsize or not to downsize, and we go from Swaffham to the Valley of the Kings. With all our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Judy Hawkins and Caroline Aldry, who are actually here in the studio with me, and it's just lovely to see them. So we'll be getting underway by hearing from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine, who unfortunately is full of cold, so I will read you his letter. There is a piece in this month's edition which will strike a chord with quite a few people, I suspect. It's written by retired Dr. John Carrow and concerns the often vexed issue of downsizing the family home as the years advance and all the birds have flown the nest. He writes very thoughtfully about the issues that arise when well-meaning children start to ask the question, "Have you thought about moving to somewhere smaller?" often after a significant life event. For some, downsizing will be a positive step, but by no means is it the answer for all, for many reasons. John writes about the investment in a family home, not merely of money, but of thought, work, time, love and memories, and how hard it can be to train all of this for four new walls. And that's without considering the where and what four walls to move to and the complexities of involving the wider family. It's a very thought-provoking piece. I hope you'll agree when you hear it. There is a wider argument that we're short of homes in Norfolk, as in the rest of the country, especially for the young, and that people living in properties that are bigger than strictly necessary are adding to the problem. Maybe so, but the second home or holiday home issue is of greater impact, I'd suggest. The shortage of local property has come home to roost, literally, in our household, as the son and heir has returned to our pokey little plot for a spell. He has lived in Australia, China, Durham and Downham Market, looping ever closer before finally arriving back to our home. A perfect example of the boomerang generation. We don't mind so much. We have not made him too comfortable. A lumpy futon and a couple of drawers for essentials. And in truth, it has been nice to have him back for a while. In exchange for board and lodgings while he seeks a new job, he is a willing labourer, agile and brave enough to get up on the shed roof for refelting, and a good enough cook. So far, so good. But if he's still here when I'm writing December's editor's letter...